Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, self-confidence, healing, and all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I'm so excited and so passionate to talk about today's topic, which is the good girl complex. We're going to talk about what it is, how it is blocking all of your dreams, and of course, how to change it. That is the biggest and most important part. So why is the good girl complex such a problem? What even is it? The good girl complex is this conditioning that we as women or feminine presenting people experience and have to live through, because we are told that we are meant to shrink ourselves, that our worth lies in making other people happy and making them feel comfortable and not taking up too much space. And that is truly not the way to achieve the things that you want or manifest some wild, crazy shit. Because when you want something extraordinary or you want to manifest and create a life that is out of the ordinary, it is time to let the good girl go. And that is a very, very important part in your whole manifestation process, and it is going to affect, honestly, your whole life. When I tell you about this, like for me, when I realized that this is affecting my whole life and it is time to notice it and let it go. So the first thing that I want you to do is get more aware in your daily life. Where are you not speaking up? Where are you not taking space up? Where are you shrinking yourself, being quieter than you actually want to? Or where are you not asking for the things that you truly desire? Really noticing when you make yourself smaller than you truly are or actually want to be. And then when you are in the world looking at the way that this complex is honestly affecting everybody, it is affecting all women and feminine presenting people in this world. And when you notice yourself getting in this mode of trying to blend into the background, you are allowed to have compassion for yourself and you're allowed to turn it around. So when you notice yourself falling into that pattern of, oh, I don't need to say that, it's not that important, or I don't need that space because, you know, I can make myself smaller, it's not a problem. Every time you do that, ask yourself, is that what the divine, embodied, confident woman in you truly wants? Does she truly feel happy, fulfilled with what you're doing to yourself right now? And it's not always about immediately changing something, but it's just noticing in your daily life. And I'll give you some tips on how to implement this even more. And one of my favorite practices is sitting in front of the mirror, looking at yourself into your eyes and really telling yourself that you deserve everything that you desire, that you deserve this world, that you are allowed to demand what it is that you want, and that there is nobody who can take that right away from you. And also, you are not taking away anything by being the most confident and happy version of you and going after what you want. You are not, there is no pie where you are taking pieces away. The universe is unlimited. The energy, the possibilities are unlimited. So you living your best life is actually in the best interest for all of us. But back to what I like to do. Like I said, sit in front of the mirror, tell yourself that you are deserving of those things, and then ask yourself the question of what it is that you truly desire. Ask yourself and then wait. If nothing comes up for a minute, 2 minutes, don't feel bad about it. Let the emotions come up, and you can affirm yourself during the, like after you ask the question, you can affirm yourself and say, this is a safe space. You can tell me anything. I trust you. You can do this. I want to know what you truly desire. Tell me. I'm here for you. It is truly about connecting with yourself. That's why I like to do it in the mirror, to see yourself and really connect to only yourself, to not be focused on anybody else but you, and really get into your own energy. And as soon as desires, wants, whatever it is that starts flowing, you can either wait and just let it pass through, and then during or after, whatever works best for you, you can write down the things that you truly want. And it doesn't matter how big or crazy it is. That is one very big part of letting the good girl go. Because the good girl is afraid to dream big. She's afraid to demand things. She's afraid to be too selfish for wanting these things. So when you go up to yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself what you truly desire, and you're letting yourself just be, that is powerful. So that's my first tip for you. Write down whatever it is that you want, whether it's house, car, relationship, career, whatever it is that comes up, write it all down. And then from that list, I would like to hear you say to yourself, this is a no shame and no judgment list. Every time you notice there is limiting beliefs coming up, or things that are trying to tell you like, no, 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 I shouldn't write this, or that's too much, or blah, 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 tell yourself, or you can even write it on top of the page, this is a no shame and no judgment list or zone or whatever you want to write down. But really give yourself the freedom to truly explore what it is that you want. And as soon as you write that down, I also want you to make a list of your standards. So that is very important, because one thing I noticed, which is very easily seen when it comes to dating, is the fact that when you write down the things that you desire, you might say the person is ticking all the boxes because I wrote down the positive things I want. So I know I want them to be kind and like compassionate and artistic, creative, whatever it is that you want your person to be. I will use partnerships as an example because it's easiest. So when you're writing down things you want in a partner, and you have all the positive aspects and how you want them to make you feel and what you want to experience, then you have this list and you go up to everybody and you might be thinking, wow, I finally found the person who's ticking all of the boxes. But the problem with that is it might seem like they're ticking all the boxes on paper, but you still won't feel right. There's something not aligning with what you truly want. That's why it is also important to have a no-go list, like a list of things that you won't allow, that you don't desire, that are just a hard no for you. So when you have your desires list, make a list of your standards, which are, I require this, I require this, and also the things that you won't allow of partners, of jobs, of friendship, whatever it is that you are looking at, what aspect you are looking at, make sure you're looking at it from both sides. Because then when you meet a person who's ticking all of your boxes, but something doesn't feel right, you don't have to question your own intuition, your own feeling, but instead you can say, yeah, they're ticking all of my boxes, but there is this one hard no I have in my life, which I do not want, and I can't compromise on that. So that's why it doesn't feel good. It is really about learning to validate your own feelings, having standards, and helping you not question every decision that you make or interactions or experiences that you have. So really get into your desires and then into your standards, because that's what I really, like I said, noticed in dating. I would meet people who would check the boxes on paper, but also my hard no is no drinking. I do not want somebody who drinks or smokes of any kind. Like, that is both a hard no for me. So I met people who was very connected to, they were into the same things. I was having fun. It was a great time, but they drank, and I am not comfortable with that. And I was trying to tell myself, like, it's not a big deal. Everybody does it. Like, it's not that much. Like, get over yourself in a sense. And that is when you know the good girl is coming out. When you tell yourself that you need to get over yourself, or that you shouldn't be so dramatic, or that you're just being crazy. All of those are the things of the good girl complex. And that is not something an embodied, confident woman would say to herself. So that is why I started doing lists of standards, what I want, but also hard no's, which I won't allow, so I don't question myself and my feelings and my intuition anymore. Because then I know the reason that it doesn't feel right is because I'm telling myself again, oh, you shouldn't, like, don't get hung up on that one thing. It's so good. Don't be dramatic. Don't be crazy. Don't make a big deal out of it. All of those things, hard no. So when you are done with your desires list and your standards, then I want you to get into demanding it from the universe. What I mean by demanding it from the universe is, a lot of times, especially in the beginning, is when all of the insecurities come up in the manifestation process. Because demanding it from the universe is the part where you put in your order, as I like to say. So you want to put in your order to the universe and to life of what it is that you truly want. And I see it often when the insecurity comes up of, do I deserve this? Am I allowed to have this? These insecurities come up, and then people start to say, I hope I get this. I would be happy to get it. I might get it. And all of those things show insecurity. And the problem with that is, it is not giving a clear sign to the universe, and it is not putting in a clear order. Because if you want to order something from an online website, you're not going to say, I might want to buy a red dress. I would maybe like to see those shoes. You're going to say, I want those shoes. Those shoes are mine. They are made for me. And that's the way I want you to go about demanding things from the universe. Your dreams are not up for negotiation. Those are yours. You deserve them. So act like it. And that is the part of demanding it from the universe. I remember there was this saying, be as confident as an old white man. And that is one of the things that helps in this case, because I want you to go away from the doubting yourself and doubting what you're allowed to have, to going into that mode of, like, I deserve anything I want. This world is mine. This world is mine to create, mine to have, mine to design. So start demanding things from the universe and say, I am a successful entrepreneur. I am deserving of the love that I desire. I have my dream car. I am the best version of myself. Really get into the present tense, like you already have a way of saying those things. So no more doubting, hoping, wishing. All of those things, they can go. Now it is time to demand it and tell the universe, I know I deserve this. So I'm putting in my order and saying, I have this career. I have this car. I drive around in this. I walk around like this. Say it in present tense and like you already have it. Own what it is that you truly desire. Really, truly own it. And then I want you to go out and experience. Experience, have fun, try things out, and remind yourself daily that this world is yours, that you get to do whatever it is that you want, and that you are allowed to take up space. And it is normal for the good girl to come up and for her to be like, don't you remember you were this nice girl and you used to have no standards and you used to be really humble and in the background. Don't you want to go back to that girl? I think she was better. And you might think sometimes you'd be like, maybe it's easier to go back to, you know, not taking responsibility for your life. That is honestly what it is about. Because the good girl complex is something we learned. It is something we're conditioned to. It comes easy. But as soon as you start to really connect to yourself, to your desires, and also to your emotions, which we're going to get into, then you will suddenly realize that you were lying to yourself about a lot of things and that you might want to make lots of changes and that you want to be treated differently and that there is so many things that you want to see differently in this world. So maybe you will feel like, maybe the good girl is easier, but I can promise you the embodied, confident version of you, she is worth it. She is worth it. So really go hard for her and own her and demand the shit that you want. So like I said, go out and experience things and don't be afraid to really touch up your desires list. So if you notice at some point that you want to add something or you want to change something, don't feel any shame about that. It is okay for your mind to change. It's a good thing because you realize you will grow more and more. And the more things you try out, the more you go on dates or you have different jobs, whatever it is that you like, whatever aspect of life you're trying out, you will notice that there are things you like and there are things you don't like, and they will make it easier for you to decide what it is that you truly want. So don't be afraid to, like I said, go in and touch up on the things that you want and touch up on your standards list. And one really, 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 really important thing I want to talk about is the art of saying no. That is also a very big part I don't want to forget telling you. Because when you go out and you experience things, and like I said, you have your list of standards, and you might be thinking, oh, this is close. Should we do this? It's close. It's close enough. If it doesn't truly excite you, if it doesn't truly give you that feeling of like, this is what I desire, this is what I want to go for, then it is okay to say no to things. It is okay to say no to people. It is okay to say no to opportunities if it doesn't align with your intuition, with your soul, with your standards. I know that there are sometimes things we feel like we have to do and we have to take care of ourselves and make money and all of those things. But at the end of the day, it is all about you getting in touch with yourself again and really going after the things that truly fulfill you. Because when you stack up on the things that make you excited and make you happy, you will have like such a big picture or tower or what it is, whatever you want to imagine. The more pieces you add to it, the more it will grow, and that feeling of confidence will grow, and that feeling of fulfillment and happiness will grow with each decision that you make to be there for you and to really be that confident, embodied, taking no shit version of you. And that doesn't mean that if you are someone who is shy, you don't have to be like, I'm now this extroverted, loud person. If that's not who you are, that's okay too. But it is about knowing what it is that you want and not being afraid to say no. You can even say it quietly, but it is about learning to say no and sticking to it if it doesn't feel good. Truly, what I want to understand from this episode is that be unapologetically yourself. And I know that it sounds harder and it sounds very hard. It's like easier said than done. And I will definitely be making an episode on confidence and really building confidence and being unapologetically yourself. But this part will definitely help. So just get more aware of when you fall into the good girl and really check in with your standards, with your desires again and again, and also connect to yourself more. So be with yourself more, whether that's going on walks without listening to music, or like just being in nature with yourself, or just sitting on your bed, staring at the wall, hearing your breathing, noticing your emotions, whatever is going on in your body, just being more with yourself. Or like I said, one of my favorite things is just like talking to myself in the mirror, or yeah, just having conversations with myself. I love that. Or for me, also drawing or journaling, all of those things help connect me to myself. So that's what it is truly about. Because the good girl is the far away version of you. It's the version that society wants from you. It's the version that you were taught to be. And the embodied confident version of you, that is whatever you make out of it. Your confidence and your embodiment can look different. No confidence is the same. It can be quiet, it can be loud, it can be crazy, it can be whatever you want it to be. You get to design it, and you get to enjoy it. And if you want to go deeper into all of this, if you desire support, then just know I am here. I have my program Magnetic Muse, which is a program 4 weeks where we go all into it. We go into releasing all of the limiting beliefs, not just around being the good girl, but in general, all of the limiting things that hold you back. We go into the becoming of you, of the divine, confident version of you, and we really go into your full power, where I teach you all about how to connect to yourself deeply, to be unapologetically you, and to manifest and create a life that you desire. So if you want to check out my program Magnetic Muse, which is 4 weeks, I have it in the description. And of course, make sure, if you want to stay in touch, follow me on TikTok and Instagram, and we can talk on Instagram, and I'll put up polls and everything so we can stay connected there. And I'm so excited to see and talk to you soon. So bye. Have the greatest day, my love.